Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Yates, Baba Metzia 119, A, the final page of the Masechta. We'll start on the facing page to review the Mishnah upon which we are commenting, and that is page 236. We had in the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the page, that there were shtei ginos zu al gav zu. There were two vegetable gardens next to each other, one higher than the other. And there is that slope, or very steep cliff of sorts, in between the two. V'hayerek bein tayim. And there's vegetables growing out in between the upper field and the lower field. Who's entitled to that produce? Now, the Mishnah brought, at first, a machlokis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda with fascinating arguments. Reb Meir said it belongs to the top person, and one of the arguments is he could theoretically take away his own dirt and lower his land and make this entire growth area disappear. And clearly, it's growing from his location, from his dirt. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Tachton, it goes to the lower one. He said a fascinating reason, that the lower one has the right to fill in his land and raise the height to equal the neighbor who's higher, and that also would eradicate this produce. And the Mishnah concluded, Omer Reb Shimon said, that as Rashi understands it, we paskin like Reb Meir, that it's emanating from the land of the upper one, and therefore he's entitled to it. And therefore, kol shoh ha'elyon yachol lifshot es yado velitol hare'elu shalo. Whatever the upper one is able to reach, that's his. And everything else goes to the lower one. And as Rashi explains, because mafkir luhu, the upper one, even though he's entitled to it, he makes it hefker because it's genai hulo, it would be degrading for him to go to the lower one and ask for access in order to obtain this produce. We mentioned the Gemara on Ardaf, which can be found about 8 lines from the end of the Masechta. Amri devei Rabbi Yanai, they said in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, uvavad shelo ya'enos. He's not allowed to stretch in an unusual way in order to reach the produce. Normal, the upper person reaching normally, scooping up whatever he can, that's considered his. And the rest, he relinquishes rights on. So certainly, even if he invents a special pole, pruner, cutter, gatherer, that's going to get him the produce, that's not going to be his, because the standard that was set is already in place, that he's mochel on whatever he can't reach easily. The Gemara on our daf presents a fascinating question. Boi Rav Onan asked, V'itema Rabbi Yirmiya, some attribute this question to Rabbi Yirmiya. Magia lenofo ve'en magia li'ikaro. Let's say he's able to reach the growth, but he's not able to reach the root. Or, magia li'ikaro, he can reach the root, ve'en magia lenofo, but the growth is really out of his reach. And this could be a very common situation. You could have something coming out of this in-between land, and it's growing up. It's a strong stalk, it grows up. Or you could have something that's very viney, and it's growing down. And we entertain, as the text of our Gemara presents it, both possibilities. One, he reaches the growth, which is the harvestable thing that we're focused on, if he can't reach the root, so where it emanates from would theoretically be the owner. But the growth in impressions, that's what we're after, and that's accessible to him. Or the flip side, he's able to reach the root, but it's very viney, and we know how vines are. They could grow many, many feet in any direction. So he has access to the root part, but the place of the produce is ongoing. He wants to just pull it all to himself from the root. Is he allowed to? Mai, what's the halacha in these cases? Teku. The question remains in halacha, however we deal with it, but it's a valid question and the Gemara does not want to resolve it. If you'll take a look at the Gra, which in the standard Vilna print is the outer commentary here, the third section here on the left side, the Gra writes, Nichtav Bitzido, editor, note, Harambam Veharosh Lo Gorisla. The case that he reaches the root and doesn't reach the produce, there are Rishonim, early commentators, that do not include that in the question at hand. The Kihai Gavna Vadai Nikra Magia. Because if you can reach the root, then that's for sure considered reaching, and you'd be allowed to harvest it. The only case that we were talking about is the case where he reaches the produce, but he doesn't reach the root. So the root is emanating from a place that's not his. So is this the other person's produce? It just happens to end up in my possession, and I'm not allowed to harvest it because it's his. Or it's all about the produce, and we said that really it's emanating from his land, the upper person, and therefore he should be able to harvest it, even though he can't reach the roots. So we have in our Gemara two cases, the way our text reads, but the Gra is saying that one of them is not accepted by some of the very great Rishonim. Let's go back to the text of our Gemara. Counting up six lines. Magia lenofo ve'ein magia leikaro. You reach the produce, but you don't reach the root. So that question stands. But magia leikaro, if you can reach the root, ve'ein magia lenofo, but you can't reach the produce. But by harvesting from the root, you could get to the produce. So the Gra says these Rishonim would say that's for sure yours because you're able to reach the root, and that defines the product. You'll take a look at Rashi, though. Rashi is about a third of the way up in the Rashis. Magia li'ikaro ve'eno magia lenofo. Rashi, indeed, is gores. He includes this case as part of the questions. That he reaches the root and doesn't reach the produce. Kigon shenote nofo lamata, that it's very viney, it's going, the produce is going downwards, but he's able to reach the root. And Rashi includes it in the question of the Gemara, and therefore would leave it as a teiku, would consider it a valid question, whereas the Rishonim that the Gra is quoting say, if you can reach the root, it's yours. It's emanating totally from your area. So the commentaries would like to understand what is it that was still bothering Rashi that made this a valid question so that it remains a question even though he can reach the root because he can't reach the produce on its own. He can't reach the produce. So the Pilpulei Charifta quotes the Beis Yosef, that once the produce is out of his reach, the person who lives in the lower part could potentially, when he sees the produce is gone, claim shanichnas lesoch ginoso shalom midaito, that this person must have entered my garden without my permission. And because the upper one realizes that risk, that the lower one could have that impression, he's worried, mispayesh, he's embarrassed, pen yal iz olav, maybe they'll spread rumors about him. And therefore, simply because the impression is that the produce is in the other person's possession, and if he pulls it from the root, the vacancy, the void, is going to be noticed so clearly in the other person's possession, out of his reach, out of the upper one's reach. Therefore, he's reluctant to harvest such a thing, and the Gemara considers it, according to Rashi, a teiku, a question that stands. Do we consider such a thing included in his, or is that something also that the standard is that he relinquishes rights to it and the lower one is able to harvest it as his own? One observation beyond the scope of our discussion today, but in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Se'if Beis, the Ramah introduces a case that a tree is omed besada shal echad mehem, a tree that's in one person's possession, clearly by its root, by its trunk, v'nota lesada acher, and its fruit is in the next person's area, hochen achar ha'iker v'hakol shalo, we follow the base of the item of the tree, and that's the person who's considered the owner. So, of course, we could consider what the difference is between these cases. But going back to our case, in the case of vegetables that's growing from an area in between the upper and the lower, according to Rashi, really we follow Reb Meir, and it belongs to the upper, it's his earth. But Reb Shimon says there are restrictions on that. Only what he's willing to harvest, because it's within his reach easily, and the way Rashi understands it, based on the Beis Yosef, the Papule Charifta, what he can harvest without getting a bad name, that's what is considered his. More than that, he's going to leave to the lower one to harvest. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. Hadron Aloch Meseches Baba Metzia. We daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future.